What's up, y'all? Oh, well, that was Ben Wickler. You know, he's the hardest guy to get on the radio on the show because he's so busy. And I will admit this right now. You know, they said, oh, he's got a half hour. And it's like, okay, sounds good. And we went like 40 minutes. So thanks, buddy. Appreciate you very much. One thing that's interesting is kind of looking back and what's going on. And there's a question that I have when it talks about national stuff. And it's are we great yet? You know, so far, these are some of the things that we have done courtesy of Donald Trump and the co-president, unelected billionaire Elon Musk. On day one, more than 1,500 people who stormed the Capitol in an attempt to overthrow the election in the biggest threat to democracy since the Civil War were freed, pardoned, and had their sentences commuted, including, as Margaret Brennan said as she interviewed the vice president this week, someone who plunged an electroshock weapon in the neck of a police officer was sentenced to 12 years in prison, and someone who hit a cop while wearing brass reinforced knuckle gloves and held the cop on the ground as other rioters assailed the officer for over 20 seconds, causing a severe concussion. When the vice president responded, he denounced not the rioters or the abusers of the police, but he denounced Joe Biden and the Justice Department. This is from the party of Black, Back the Blue. Are we great yet? We fired 300 people who are in charge of our nuclear stockpile. These people were so important that when the government officials found out that they were axed, oops, these people are famously hard to find, and they're actually being pretty difficult to get a hold of. They're trying to resort to calling them their cell phones, social media ads. You know, are we great? We've eliminated U.S. aid and the thousands of employees that work for the agency. Some staffers detail harrowing exits from places like the Democratic Republic of the Congo amid violence as the government hastily abandoned them. U.S. aid programs, including the following, have been eliminated. A program to aid victims of Agent Orange in Vietnam. A school system in Lebanon that shut 414,000 children out of school. A program that purchased $2 billion or more than 475,000 metric tons of U.S.-grown crops such as corn, soybeans, wheat, etc. for humanitarian aid that helped feed nearly 282 million people in 59 countries that experience food shortages. That massively impacts Wisconsin farmers, as Ben Wickler talked about. PEPFAR, the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief that has saved more than 26 million lives in 55 countries. It's gone. Democracy and human rights efforts across the globe to help people spread the word about atrocities in places like Myanmar, Ukraine. A program in Brazil called the Partnership of Amazon Biodiversity that focuses on improving the livelihoods of indigenous people and forest communities. Schools, vaccination programs, medication, medical equipment, media organizations, literacy programs that benefit the most needy, that spread goodwill and spread American ideals to every corner of the world. Gone. I ask, are we great yet? Our fearless leader quotes some of the worst tyrants in history, from Adolf Hitler to Napoleon, and vowing to become a dictator himself, even if only for one day. And then he follows it up by appointing people not for their wisdom and worldly experience, but instead for their allegiance to his own ideals and willingness to put himself and his goals over the very rule of law they swore to uphold. Friends, are we great yet? We have fired tens of thousands of federal workers in an alleged effort to save money, all while spending $50 million for Donald Trump to attend the Super Bowl and the Daytona 500. Certainly that makes us great. We investigate every facet of the American experience, including accessing you and your family's tax records, social security numbers, most important personal information, all while being blissfully ignorant about the fact that $18 billion Elon Musk has gotten from the federal government in the form of subsidies and contracts. Because we only investigate those who don't believe, right? Does that make us great? We have abandoned our best friends. We've insulted our closest allies. We've negotiated with tyrants over victims. We have told sovereign nations to give up their own land. We've broken up ironclad unions of nations. We've destabilized the fragile network of order, all in just over a month. Are we great yet? They have done all these things, focused on everything other than what was promised during the campaign to make life easier, to lower the cost of living, slow the growth of inflation, allow communities to thrive without having to worry whether or not they can simply make it. They have decimated 60 years of progress in expanding civil rights and equity in our society in a head-spinning array of executive orders in an unprecedented effort to roll back democracy and the rights and liberties of American citizens. These efforts are masked as so-called threats, attack on DEI policies, diversity, equity, and inclusion that used to be shining values that would make Mr. Rogers proud. One of the first executive orders the president signed was to eliminate affirmative action. They've eliminated things from the federal calendar like Black History Month, Women's History Month, Pride Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, amongst others. We've mandated that schools end our diversity programs that only engage in patriotic education. Hello, North Korea. Surely we must be great now? Because, let me tell you, if those things make us great, I shudder to think what happens when we lose. The things that we've done in just a month of this madness has been beyond the pale. And that laundry list is like scratching the surface. And I'm afraid that when we scratch the surface, all we're going to find is more surface. You know? It's something that it's almost beyond words. And I'm really encouraged by people like Ben Wickler who are able to articulate what's happening and articulate the reasons why we need to fight and articulate why this is important. And that's why we need to lift those people up and keep those messages going. It's tough, but it only gets better when we all work together. And there is a big red wave that we are fighting against every day. And it is a danger and a threat to your family, your kids, your very way of life. And, you know, mark my words, America wins when this man and the people who enabled him are left for the ash heap of history. It is up to us to make that come to be. Don't you dare give up. And don't you ever give in. I have said this time and time again. It is not about left versus right. It is about right versus wrong. Thanks for tuning in to another week of the Rational Revolution. My thanks to Mr. Chairman Ben Wickler, Amanda behind the glass. We'll see you next week on the Rational Revolution.
Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?